This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You want to give us a ring? 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. Glad you guys are here. Glad we've got some new affiliates coming online as well. Thank you guys for believing in the show. I don't care whether you have the show an hour. If you're getting the show an hour, and you're like, understand this, folks. If you're hearing the show and you only get it an hour, it's a three-hour show. Demand that your station give you all 3 hours. They're cheating you. Cheating you out of Kevin Jacks. Shame on them. For shame, you PDs. I'm kidding. Don't give them too much. Because, see, they have restrictions. They have shows that they got to air through syndication agreement, whatever. So don't give them too much. But let them know you want you some Kevin Jackson. And you say it just like that, just like I said it, because it sounds better in third person. You know that Kevin Jackson feller? I like that Kevin Jackson feller. You better give me more of that Kevin Jackson feller. That's right. That country boy. That colored feller that grew up on the country. I want more! Oh, man. We talked about a ton today. We really have. What else have we got? We've got Democrats turning on each other. Another sign, you know? Yeah. And, you know what, let's start here. Let's start with the idea that you are hated as a conservative. You're hated as a, when I think of conservative, I think of Christian conservative. You could be Jewish, Judeo-Christian conservative. When I say conservative, I'm thinking someone who's grounded in a religious belief that understands that the world is bigger than they. That, you know what, your life is it may have a lot of significance to you and even some people that you impact, but in the scheme of things, it is nothing. It really isn't. The sooner you realize that about yourself, the better. I wish I'd learned this years ago. I thought my doo-doo didn't stink. I'm just telling you. Many of you did too. Maybe you're good-looking. Maybe you're smart. Maybe you're a good athlete. Maybe you've got the gift of gab. Maybe you're like me. No, I'm kidding. why y'all? As I was saying this stuff, you guys started looking over at me. So I went for it. Yeah, I went for the jugular. My producers are y'all are just jealous of me. That's okay. You know?
Oh, yeah. We make it happen for you, Kevin. Yeah, big deal. Be full of yourselves.
Anyway, I'm just kidding. So, but no, whatever your thing is, I'm telling you, in your youth, you may have thought, you know what, I'm all that in a bag of chips. Good for you. But you know what? You are insignificant. The world won't miss you when you're gone. I don't care. Gandhi, he's gone. If you never heard the word Gandhi, said the word Gandhi, he's gone. Nobody would care. Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, these are very amazing people. But the world doesn't need you. Even if you're significant, take the most significant person outside of Jesus. And the world doesn't care.
Leonardo da Vinci.
So what? His inventions are done. They're all nothing compared to what... You know what made him something? Oh, wow. We look to the future and Da Vinci was ahead of his time. Well, congratulations. But he didn't do... Did he invent the computer? No. He just... bunch of drawings with concepts. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just make a book and I'm going to do a bunch of concepts. Kevin Jackson predicts a world within a world. Kevin Jackson predicts people live inside of a water vacuum or something. I'm just going to come up with the craziest stuff. Kevin Jackson says people are composed of molecules that can be inverted inside of. And in 1,000 years from now, they're going to go, that's some technology that makes all my crazy stuff work. I have drawings and stuff and make it. And they'll go, ooh, he's so amazing. And you know what? I'm still insignificant. Doesn't matter. The quicker you learn that, the better. Don't tell your kids they're special. Your kids are special to you. You should tell them that. To my friends, I'm a big deal. I will talk to one of my friends. Kevin, you're one of my only star friends. And I'm going, whew. I hate when they tell me that because if I'm the star of our group of friends, shame on us. But I jokingly say that, but it's the truth. But he tells me I'm the star of our friends. And I'm like, man, then we haven't done very much. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Because even if I was Brad Pitt, you're like, man, I went to school with Brad Pitt. We're buddies. Look, I'll show you. I got his, in my phone right here. I can call Brad right now, and he'll say, what's up, Kev? And I'd be like, man, congratulations. I'm happy for you. But Brad Pitt is insignificant. It's what we do collectively that makes us important. The era that we're in. Now you're significant. You're going to go down in history as the group that saved the world. That's what you did. You saved the world. And I'm happy to be a part of that. Individually, we're nothing. Together, we are amazing. That's why I tell you guys all the time, I don't care about this show. I don't care about TV. I don't care about any of that stuff. I care about representing you to the best of my ability and coming up with concepts that keeps the left backing up continually. Making them understand you are wrong, and you're no longer going to hold dominion over the communications path. What gets out? It's over. Your days they're done. We got a lot to talk about today. I was going to cover this, and we should. Maybe we'll do this in the next segment. But because of your views, you're hated. Because of the media. Not only do they hate police, they hate white people, they hate conservatives, they hate capitalists, they hate anybody that would dare want to stand up and for America and protect it. They can't stand you. And I've given you the reasons why. Leftism is ugly. It does not want you to be happy. It's a true story. Look at these Rich Housewives shows. These ladies have what theoretically would be it all, right? They have it all. They have wardrobe. They're beautiful. I saw one. It was Rich Housewives of the Potomac. They got a black chick on that show that is absolutely stunning until she opens her mouth. She is a troublemaker. I don't know who she's married to, but, you know, they're all married to athletes or business people. She's got a trophy husband. Probably lives in a fat house, drives the nicest cars. Oh my gosh, this woman was dressed impeccably, and she was stunning. And she's upset. She was as they say, throwing shade over everybody on the panel. I mean, it was like, why? You are too pretty to be that, you know, I don't know what to call it. It's petty. That petty. Thank you. It was amazing. That's the way they are. You can't make them happy because they're miserable inside.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
You guys remember all those racial incidents of like waiters or waitresses who are black, and somebody puts a, you know, thing on the their receipt that says, "If we don't, I didn't tip you because you're black," or, you know, the N-word or whatever. And then, of course, they find out they're a bunch of hoaxes, right? Most of them are hoaxes done by the person themselves. I remember those stories. And I was thinking to myself, I cannot tell you the number of people I've been to dinner with, black, white, or otherwise, and normal folks. I can't even tell you. I don't know anybody. I don't even know of anybody that knows of anybody who's, you know, done a receipt and outside of saying, I take that back. I do know a guy who left a penny because he says you gave me bad service. A 1 cent tip. But I don't know of people that, based on race or whatever, you know, "Oh, I can't stand you. I wouldn't be served by a white person or a black person," or whatever. I've never met anybody like that. I've met people that don't want to tip you because of service, but not because of who you are. I've had waiters and waitresses of all colors. The ones that are knockout, that are stellar, I tip them what? Good 7%? No, I'm kidding. No, I tip them more than that. I tipped them very well, as much as 25-30%. But if you're bad, I tip you 15%. And I don't write anything on your ticket or whatever. I just go, here's your 15%. I know you got to make a living. And I got to tell you, when you're in Europe, it's kind of fun because there's no tipping in France, for example. And it's just there. It's good or bad, but it tends to be good service. But here in America, there are people that will not work for it. I'm just telling you, there are people that will be rude to you knowing that you have the ability to tip them. I'm just going to leave it at that. But these stories of people, you know, oh, he didn't tip me because I'm black and I got called the N-word and they wrote it on my receipt and they go, oh, no. And this one girl I remember, she got she got thousands of dollars from the outpouring of support because everybody was like, I can't believe that they called you the N-word. Those terrible white people. And then the white people were like, no, we have our receipt and it doesn't have that on there. We just left a regular tip or whatever. It was a ruse. And then we learn that this story, and for the record, I don't know how pervasive this is. A guy that somebody says, we don't tip white people. But I don't get that. Why can't we just, if your service is good, tip. If it's not, don't tip. Now, this is why I hate the places that have the automatic tip. Not Europe, but in America. I was in New Orleans, the 10th time. Out with a bunch of friends. And maybe there were four or six of us at the table. Cause I know the number of people were bigger, but we didn't have the full party there. So there might be four to six of us at a table. There's no automatic tip for six people. 18, I get. You got a lot to do. Four to six people, that's just par for the course. But anyway, we get the bill. It's a nice restaurant. We get the bill. And it's automatic 18% gratuity. This was years ago. Automatic 18. Now, at the time, I was relatively poor. And I was, you know, if you got 18%, you were stellar. You know, you were lucky if I could give you 15. But anyway, automatic 18. And the waitress stunk. She was horrible. So she brings the bill. I'm like, what's this 18% in here for? Because we had already made up our minds. We were not tipping her no 15%. And she was horrible. Well, that's the gratuity. It was on the menu. It said right here. You know, I went, I don't care. Give me a manager. And I brought the manager over. And I said, your waitress was horrible. And you know why she's horrible? Because you automatically let her tip. I mean, get her a tip. She didn't have to be any good. I go, our service was horrible. Look, take 20% off the bill. Then I'll tip her 18%. Because I wouldn't, we were going to tip her, but we were not going to tip her. No, 18%. And he did it. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. Blah, blah, blah. A long wait. Rude lady. Look, I know things may be going on in her life, but you know what? Things go on in my life. If you're in the service industry, you got a service. For all y'all know, I'm sitting there talking with a broken leg and an infected kidney. I know, listen, you're going to get some bad radio. I got an infected kidney and a broken leg. I got to power through it. Like Hillary Clinton did during the campaign. Power through it. Anyway, here's what this guy, how they reported this story.
Well, that waiter tells me that receipt came from his last table of the night. He says he wasn't all that fazed by a lack of tip. But what one customer wrote at the top, well, that has some people upset. Waiter Nathan Bergeron occasionally gets little notes from customers, usually paying him a compliment for good service at On the Border Mexican Grill.
Three or four different ones that I'll keep and just kind of hold on to, or having my little server book where I take orders and stuff just to look at throughout the day.
But this note at the top of a receipt he received Sunday stands out the most. The five words, "We don't tip white people, LOL," took him by surprise.
More shocked than upset to feel one way or the other. Obviously, you know, we've all seen no tips and this and that. You just kind of move about it, go about your next table.
But before cashing out, he snapped a photo and sent it to his friends.
Right after they wrote the comment, they wrote LOL. That it was funny. It was a funny joke.
Brandy Shira says she posted the receipt on social media, hoping it would raise awareness about racism.
I've always been taught if you don't have something nice to say, you don't say it at all.
The post has been shared and picked up by media outlets across the country. Nathan says he's brushing the comment aside and will continue to focus on customer service.
I enjoy being around people, being sociable, getting to know different people from different backgrounds.
And I did reach out to corporate regarding that note. They said until they talked to Nathan, they would have no further comment.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Who does this? We don't tip white people. Did you get good service? You know, what's funny, this is what bugs me about black leftists, is that's an opportunity to recognize that the world's not racist. Like that guy said, I love everybody that comes in here, man. It's an opportunity to meet different people and understand what's going on. And he's got to deal with that. How pathetic. We get these opportunities in life to showcase ourselves, who we are. And we've trained black leftists, not us, but the situation, society, has trained blacks that they can abuse white people and take pride in it. LOL. Ha! Lots of laughs. I just got over on some white guy. Okay, that guy's working. He's working for a living. I don't know what for. For his kids. Who's he working for? For his own dreams, his own aspirations. And you just come in, you take advantage of him, and you laugh at it. Ha! I got over on him. There's a film that my crew found of five kids in Australia. Five black kids beat up a little white kid. He's just standing there. He's a little mousy white kid. Next thing you see, boom, a foot flies in his face. And then these guys start beating the devil out of him. Five teens. And for what? Because he's white. That simple. And it got no play because it wasn't five white kids beating up a black kid. Because you know what? Civility has been trained into most of America, but not with black leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid... If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD Hearing Aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Oh, it was a good break. Did you guys have a good break? Did you miss me? So, there was a story that one of my peeps wrote, an article, I should say. And I really found it kind of interesting because we talk a lot about feminism in America, and we talk a lot about everything. Other countries don't have the ability to, is it free time? What do you think? They don't, some of the things we talk about, I'm sitting there going, really? What could you possibly be thinking about that thing? You know, whatever it may be. It's like, don't you have enough on your plate to where you go, or maybe that's the point. They don't have anything on their plate. We made it too easy to have idle time. Was it idle hands or idle mind is a workshop of the devil, something like that? It really is. If leave it to somebody to think about, you know, like, for example, take I'm not trying to make it sexist because it could be a man or a woman, but let's just use a housewife. Husband's at work and he, you know, working late. She's by herself. She doesn't want to work, so she's around just kind of, I wonder what he's doing, huh? Yeah, and he's at work. But her mind can make her conjure up things. We're all human beings subject to our frailties, but if you have let's say, for example, you have a girlfriend who has been cheated on. If you think she just leaves that alone, like, oh, no, you're new and fresh, and she's going to think, oh, no, you could be like that other guy. So, and God forbid you do anything similar to him, like, you know, pee standing up, and boom, you're that guy. And so the mind takes off. And here's, I liken that to the way liberals are all the time. They know how bad they are. They know what they're willing to do. So they're always like, you don't want to help. You don't want. I know how you are, conservative. What they're saying to you is, they know how they are. They can't imagine that you are genuine in your pursuit for helping people without a bunch of fanfare. Because they wouldn't. Yeah, you know, the other day, one of my good friends came up, he needed 20 bones, and I gave it to him. Why? Because I have it. Yeah, you know, and what would he have done had I not been there? I mean, it could have gotten ugly. Couldn't pay for that meal. Couldn't pay that, you know, that parking thing, and who knows, gets his car towed. How great am I to have been there to give him that money in the nick of time? And you know, the thought of getting interest back didn't even cross my mind. It was like, no, no, no. This is on me. Just get me back my principal. We're all good. Yeah. Whew. Sometimes it's really not. It's nice to have me as a friend. Oh, they drive me crazy. You know who your liberal friends are. I had a friend of mine. He would tell me, no joke. He would say, yeah, hey, Kev, you want to come over, you know, barbecue and blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, man, yeah, it'd be great. And I said, who's all coming? He says, he goes, I've only got my conservative friends coming to this. He goes, I don't need any problems at this deal. And I go, I remember going, so what do you bring your liberal friends to? He's like, I don't know, we want to smoke pot or something. And I was like, okay, because I don't want to go to that party. Y'all smell like a bunch of homeless people. Now, no offense against the homeless or the funky. But I don't like the smell of, you know, nasty. Oof. Why am I talking about all this? So I want to talk about women and privilege. So one of my writers wrote, six things that make women more privileged than men. And so here was a few of them. I thought this was very insightful. So women have the right to vote without agreeing to die. Did we talk about this the other day? I felt like we did. Women can vote without agreeing to die. So they can do selective service. I mean, men do selective service. And when you sign on the dotted line, you're effectively saying the government can deploy me in a time of war into a hot zone. And I have nothing to say about it. Think about this. You've got a son. I mean, because I never thought about it, really, as a kid. And I don't even think my grandparents would have thought 2 seconds if they said, hey, it's the draft. You know, well, let's pack you up and send you off to die. It wouldn't have even crossed their mind. You don't think you're sending your child off to die. You think you're sending your child off to protect the country. And that's okay. And so we do it. If I mean, without having kids, I never even thought about the concept of me going. It was like, you know, if the government calls me and I got to serve, I'll serve. That's the way we came up. But when you get your kids, you're like, what do you mean you just can take my kids and send them to war? Because I have all boys. You can just take them and send them. You know what, Kevin? We're going to send your kids to Somalia and put them in a helicopter and reshoot Black Hawk down. How's that? No, we didn't win that. I want to go to a war we win. So, but there's a part of me that goes, hey, that's the cost, potentially, of keeping this nation free. And my sons wouldn't care. They're probably thinking of it. I'm putting too much into it. But let me tell you why I even second guess myself on this. It's because of what I've watched in politics. But the point to the whole thing is women don't have to be put in harm's way. There's nothing a woman signs that says, in order for me to vote, I have to say I'm willing to be killed for this country. Men, in order for you to vote, you are agreeing to selective service, and you say, if necessary, you can send me to be killed for this country. Here's another one. Women have the right to get away with murder. I feel like we talked about this. Anyway, women can get away with murder. They can kill, they can indiscriminately kill a baby. But, you know, they leftists put a smiley face on death, but abortion is still the death of an unborn child. They can muddy the water with the trimesters and the legal, you know, gobbledygook. But in an abortion, a child that began like every other human being, living or dead, was not given a chance at life. That's just the facts. Get over it. I'm not trying to put anything more into it than that. That's where we have to be able to begin the discussion, because that's the truth of the discussion. That's the logic of it. So women have the right to kill, and they can do so without asking the father of the child for permission to do it. Can you imagine you've got a 2-year-old son and a woman says, you know what? This morning I decided to kill the baby. You're like, whoa, you're on vacation, and maybe, you know, you guys are split up. What are you talking about? You can just kill it. She can't do it outside the womb, but she can do it. If that baby's in the womb, she can do whatever she wants with it. She could be the sole custodial, you know, parent of the child. You just paying child support. She better not kill it then. If she can kill it inside of her body. And in further irony, where in states where abortion is legal, if a criminal kills a pregnant woman, the perp is said to have killed both the mother and the baby. And even stranger cases where the murderer is a woman who seeks a child and kills the mother and the unborn child, the murdering woman is charged with double murder. That was a case where a woman cut a baby out of a woman's belly. But if the mother had done it, no big deal. No harm, no foul. Women have the right to surrender a child. Did you know this? Men cannot surrender their children. They can walk away. Women may surrender a child for adoption without notifying or even identifying the father. A woman may surrender an infant under the safe haven laws and walk away from all responsibility and all obligation. Nobody's going to come after her and say, hey, got to pay that child support. She cannot be forced or coerced into parenthood, but is legally allowed to force a man into financing her reproductive choices. In many states, men can be forced into financial responsibility for children whom they are not even the biological father of. As long as a particular man is identified as a father, he will be held accountable. Thus, paternity fraud against men is legal. In no state, however, is paternal surrender permitted without the express agreement of the mother. You ever heard of a term, deadbeat mother, by the way? No, I didn't think so. Here's the fourth one. Women have the right to call unwanted, coerced, or regretted sex rape. Women are the only gender that can be legally raped by the opposite sex. So in the eyes of the law, if a woman rapes a man, the act is considered sexual assault, a lesser crime with lesser penalties. And you guys are out there going, what? Woman raping a man? Yes. There's some big girls out there. They want you. You look cute there, son. When the FBI updated the definition, it did so in a way that includes a small minority of male rape victims. I'm talking about the lesser crime of sexual assault. The FBI excluded male rape victims by retaining the, quote, penetration clause. So FBI, they don't even collect statistics on a lot of this stuff, which includes men who were coerced, tricked, or bullied into penetrative sex with women they would otherwise have not had sex with. I've seen shows about this, and I used to think, oh, come on, this is a joke. Somebody's joshing with me. So here's the stats. 1.27 million women report rape. 1.26 million men report made to penetrate, forced by other women. I had heard of this and didn't believe it until I saw this.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom,
If you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape Smoke Hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So we're talking about feminists. And for the record, I have no problem with women. Women being strong, fast, beautiful, whatever, talented, you name it. Women are amazing. I tip my hat when I'm wearing one to you guys. You floor me. The ones of you who really represent womanhood are the salt of the earth. You should be exalted. Exalted. Put on a pedestal. There's nothing that I believe outside of physicality. There is nothing about a woman that I don't compare to a man equal or more. And I understand the differences between us and I embrace them. We may be brutes, but you guys know how to use other things. They call them wiles, feminine wiles. But you know how to use your other things, your powers, in ways that just floor me. I watch you when you're raising your children correctly, and I think, I would have never thought of that. Beat them. Just beat them. But you guys, you teach us our humanity. You are so amazing. I'm talking about you teach men. A good man will tell you that. He'll tell you, you know what, you teach me. You're teaching me all the time. You're refining me. You're taking my lump of coal and making it into a diamond. Yeah, you put a lot of pressure on me. No, I'm kidding. But you know what I'm saying? They do. They make you be, a good woman makes you want to be better, right? At least I think so. So I was talking about this piece that one of my writers wrote about these things that feminists are, you know, we're so downtrodden. And there are things that women can do that men flatly can't do. A woman can kill her baby. Ooh. Not that that's something men aspire to. I'd like to kill. I mean, there are many times you might say, boy, I'd like to kill you. But you don't mean it that way. But a woman can kill you. She can't. Up until the point where you're coming out of the birth canal, she can go, I don't want it. Kill it. And there's somebody like Obama go, don't be burdening that woman. No, baby. Kill that baby. Kill that thing. And there's other things that women get that men can't get. Here's one that is going to probably make you a bit surprised. Women get paid more than men. It's shocking, but it's true. Women out of college get paid more than men do. I know it's shocking, but it's true. Women on average right out of college get paid more than men do based on skill of the labor and the hours worked by the individual. Now, as time goes on, for legitimate reasons, their salaries drop. Because of biology, women eventually take time off for pregnancy. And pregnancy leaves can vary. However, businesses must run regardless. And thus, the business is forced to find replacements for women who go on maternity leave. That's the natural order of things. Businesses must factor this into their plans, or they're short-sighted. Women take maternity leave exponentially more often than men, obviously. And even though maternity leave is offered to men, they still don't take it as much because they don't go through the postpartum. They aren't dealing with the physical trauma that just happened to their bodies. They don't have to have that recovery period. Look, there's a variety of physiological reasons why you say, okay, take some time. And in order to be fair, the left is, well, you men should be able to take some time too. Let me just tell it to you, ladies, we didn't do a whole lot. We were there cheering you on and letting you grip our hands really tight and stuff, but we didn't really do a whole lot. And we can be better dads by taking a little time and bonding with our child and all that, but guess what? We're going to get our shot. But this idea that companies can't I forget, I was like an insurance plan or something, and when I was filling something out for a company years ago, and I just remember there was something that was kind of like weighted towards men in the sense that you were never going to take maternity leave, so they didn't have to factor that into your salary. Like, we're not going to lose you for 6 weeks. But you would be crazy, as I said earlier, if you ran a company and it was 60% women and you had no clue of what plan you were going to implement if 20% of these women were of baby bearing years and wanted to have kids. What do you do? You could lose a department. But people just blow it off. Oh, well, you should still pay them and pay their husbands, too. God forbid you got a husband and wife that work at the job together. How many couples would you want? You'd have to pass a policy that says, hey, you can't marry, you can't date anybody from the job, or you forfeit maternity leave and paternity leave. The gender gap has been debunked, folks. Women gravitate to job descriptions that historically pay less. Women tend to negotiate lower salaries than men. And there are other factors when it comes to, doing these calculations of women versus men, but the feminists ignore this stuff. And they certainly aren't going to tell you that coming out of college, women make more money than men. So what happens? Is it a man's fault that he negotiates better? Is it a man's fault that he doesn't, you know, he's not going to have a baby? I'm not going to tell you I would sign up to have a baby if I could, but it isn't my fault that I can't. And I'm not going to make an apology that I can't. Anyway, oh, man. Here's another one. And we've talked about this one before. Women can complain, about oppression without being labeled weak. So if a man dares defend himself in society, he's met with, well, your opinion is invalid because historically men have had more rights than women. So how could you possibly be right about anything? And that's what feminists will tell you. They'll tell you, you can't be right. It's like black folks saying, white people, you're the only people that can be racist. Because you're oppressive. You've been oppressing people, but black people haven't oppressed anybody. Please. That's it. It's twisted logic. Usually, the women making the arguments are the same women, by the way, who fight for equality, yet in the same breath will plead to a judge for alimony for a husband, from a husband, that she couldn't keep. Couldn't keep old boy around. And so, why'd you have him in the first place? You didn't really want him. I need my James Brown cape. Anyway, if you're equal to a man, why do you need him to assist you financially each month? These battles wage out all the time. Even when it comes to children, women will get preferential treatment. Now, they'll tell you, oh, no, no, it's now equal. No, it's not the same anymore. People believe it. You know, the man should have just as much of this, that, and the other. And I'll admit, this pendulum has swung to a degree back towards men, but it's still 70-30. At best, women's way, right? When it comes to who's going to get the kids, who's best positioned to raise the kids and all that. Now, that's changing a little bit because, you know, sometimes women, again, don't have the jobs, they don't have the degrees or whatever. I'm not saying they're stupid by any means. I'm just saying they don't have the job description. Maybe they're making $24,000 a year and the judge goes, you guys have three kids. How are you going to do that? Well, get on welfare and all that. And so they figure, oh, no, the daddy's making $180,000 a year, so he can do whatever. Now, they can mandate that the guy equal out her salary, which is what's been happening over the years. They say, oh, you make $180,000 and your wife makes $25,000. Well, we can't have that. So how about we earmark $3,000, $5,000 a month for the raising of your three children? So you're making, the wife makes $25,000. And now gets you doubling or tripling the amount of money coming into her household. And the interesting thing is a guy can't even write that off. You can't write off your child support. Whatever, it's after tax money that goes to your kids. I mean, you're going to get taxed. You know what I'm saying when I say it's after tax? You guys are youngsters. You may not know this. If you get divorced, I know you're not married, but if you get divorced and you're going to pay $5,000 a month in child support, you can't. That's $60,000 over the year that you get. You don't get a tax break on that. The government doesn't go, oh, wait, you were taking care of your kids. Let's give you a tax break. Nope. So it's the scale. Look, I'm not trying to play tit for tat. I'm just saying, when women are looking at these issues, give a dude a break. I mean, what we should be cheering for is the fact that people want to take care of their kids and people, men want women to succeed in America. If there's a wage gap, let's close it. But don't make us the pariahs. Grow up.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.